Hello, and welcome to episode 72 of the Missing Pillar of Health podcast. Today, I'm answering a question that I have received several times, and that is, if you cover a conventional mattress with a non-toxic mattress protector and organic cotton sheets, does this protect you from the toxins in the mattress? The answer is in this, what I'll call quick tip episode, because it's a short one. But first, let's tee things up for those of you who are new to the show with the intro. Welcome to the Missing Pillar of Health podcast, the show that tackles the often misunderstood and underestimated topics related to toxins and their impact on our health and well-being. I'm your host, environmental engineer, mom of two, and founder of Green at Home, Emma Roman. My mission is to help you reduce toxins in your life without fear, judgment, or shame, so you can be more informed and empowered to take action on issues that matter to your health. The research is clear that toxic chemicals found in the products we use, food we eat, water we drink, and air we breathe are contributing to the rise of chronic illness, allergies, infertility, autoimmune disease, and more. The good news is you can reduce your exposure without having to drastically change your lifestyle, and I'm here to show you how. As Margaret Mead said, never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. I believe addressing toxins is a critical step towards creating healthier and happier families, communities, and ultimately a better planet. And that starts right here, right now. Let's dive into today's show. Now, as I said, this question has been asked of me many times over the years, and most recently it was posed in a Q&A thread that I hosted in my free Facebook group, the Green Product Forum. I recorded a video response to the question, and I wanted to share the answer with you in this episode. Now, if you are in the market for a new mattress, check out episode 7 for a rundown of what to look for in a non-toxic mattress. But if you don't need to replace a mattress or you're having trouble reconciling the increased price for a organic or natural mattress and you're wondering if you can stick with conventional, then this episode will help you figure out what your options are. If you're not yet in the Green Product Forum Facebook group, be sure to join us. It's an incredibly supportive community that has helped many members select mattresses they love, among other products and less toxic household strategies. Plus, you get some bonus content from me, like the video that I used for this episode. All right, without further ado, will a mattress protector make a conventional mattress non-toxic? Here's my response. When we're talking about mattresses, the like not non-toxic brands are usually made of polyurethane foam. And there's different classes of this. Memory foam is one that is kind of the most concerning, I would say. And then there's more regular polyurethane foam. And then there's lots of different levels in the polyurethane foam itself. So the big thing with mattresses historically has been flame retardants, because flame retardants needed to be added when foam started to be used for mattresses more. The good news is more, I don't know about most, but a lot of the newer foam mattresses don't use flame retardants anymore. So it's not that it's not a concern, it's just becoming less prevalent. The reason foam mattresses are an issue, potentially flame retardants. So if you have an older mattress, that might be an issue. But flame retardants don't off-gas, which means they don't get released into the air as VOCs. They settle out as the mattress degrades over time into household dust. Okay. So with a foam mattress, you're going to have different contaminants, and some will settle out as the mattress degrades. Others will be released as VOCs. If the mattress is CertiPure certified, it is an indication. It's an industry standard. It's not completely third party, but it is an indication that it is going to be lower in VOCs and other toxics than other conventional foam mattresses. If you want to keep using a mattress that you have, or you can't afford a totally organic 100% latex mattress and you're getting a polyurethane foam mattress, a lot of people wonder if there are things that you can do to mitigate exposure. So One strategy is mattress encapsulation. That is essentially it's like plastic wrap in your mattress. Most of these products have holes in the bottom because otherwise the mattress can't breathe and you run the risk of it getting moldy. So it's not going to completely prevent off-gassing and it's not going to completely prevent particles from settling out onto the floor. So it might mitigate, as you're lying on the mattress, it might mitigate some of the VOCs from off-gassing directly at you when you're sleeping, but it's not 100% protection. The non-encapsulating or just putting on a regular mattress protector and sheets will help protect the dust, again, from not necessarily becoming airborne up into where you're sleeping, and it will settle out onto the floor. The best thing you can do to help mitigate any exposure from a conventional mattress is to dust your room regularly and vacuum it with a vacuum with a HEPA filter. That is to prevent the dust from being reintroduced into the room after the fact. Now, there's a lot of vilification over foam mattresses. I don't recommend them necessarily if you are looking for a non-toxic option, but I get that not everybody can afford 100% latex or other organic options. So if you are going for a polyurethane foam mattress and it's CertiPure certified, the majority of people aren't going to notice health effects. Some people have issues that they can trace back to installing a new mattress, like memory foam mattresses in particular, because these off-gas for the life of the mattress. They don't really stop off-gassing. And this is because of the chemicals that are used in the process of making the substance foam. With non-memory foam and the CertiPure certified mattresses, the risks are lower, but everybody has a different tolerance level. And so it's going to be personal for everybody. With children, I tend to recommend staying away from them because you do want to reduce their exposure. And particularly, they are going to be more susceptible to potentially developing sensitivities down the line. But again, if you can't afford it, then focus on the things that you can do to help reduce their overall toxic load. Vacuum under the bed, dust with a damp cloth often, and you will be reducing the amount that is inhaled over time. You can also look at things like a bedroom air purifier, but again, the good ones that actually do something are pricey. So do you want to put that money into a better mattress or an air purifier? That's kind of a judgment call. So I hope that helps put things into context for you. If you like the idea of having access to Ask Me Questions as they come up, and you would like to have a step-by-step roadmap to help you identify the priority toxics and how to lower them in your home strategically, then you may want to check out my membership program, the Healthy Home Collective. I'm in there twice a month doing video Q&A sessions. And because I get to know my members, I can answer in more detail as well. So you can check that out at greenathome.ca/collective. I do hope you enjoyed today's show. If you'd like to continue the conversation, I'd love to connect with you over in my free Facebook group. It's a great place to get feedback from over 4,000 super supportive members and where I share bonus trainings and content to help make your healthy home journey easier. Just type Green Product Forum in the search bar in Facebook or head into the show notes where you'll find all the places you can find me online. Until next time, have a great day.